I want to talk to you about creating new beliefs and understanding the role and place that beliefs play in our life. Beliefs are the building blocks and the models of our reality. They are our basic foundation. They influence us and affect us in ways that we seldom even recognize. They vibrate within us day and night on a subconscious level, attracting to us the circumstances and situations that we resonate within. All beliefs happen on a subconscious level. Now, hopes, desires, wishes, goals, intentions, these are all on a conscious level, and we think them with our conscious mind. But beliefs are different. They are deeper. They live within the subconscious. And we all have beliefs. We could no more be without beliefs than our body could be without bones. They are part of who and what we are. And there is no area of our life where we don't have a set of beliefs and assumptions. We have them about every aspect of our life. We have them about our earning capacity. All of you have a concept of what it is that you can earn this year. It might not be an exact figure, it's an approximation, and yet you have a belief on what it is that you can earn this year. You have beliefs about your sexuality. You have beliefs about the state of your health. You have beliefs about the opportunities that exist for you in life, or lack of opportunities. And if your beliefs are faulty or limiting in any area of your life, then that is exactly like a faulty program in a computer. And what will happen is that this program will play over and over again inside you. And it will limit you. It will distract you. It will create circumstances and situations in your life that match the images that you have within. So knowing and understanding this incredible power that beliefs play, we begin to be very observant. We begin to become very concerned. We become very diligent. We become very conscious of what it is that we're believing. And beliefs can take hold within us in a very subtle way. For example, let's say that you have broken up from a marriage, and it's been a very messy marriage, and you're really upset at your husband, and you come out of this experience with the belief that men are bastards. And that's what you believe. Now, what happens is by having this belief, that takes hold inside you, and it creates your experiences. Not only that, but you can join groups with other women who all agree that men are bastards, which just reinforces, of course, the illusion. And I say illusion because it's no more real or not real than you believe. So from this unhappy experience, you take on a belief that men are bastards. And as a result of having this belief, you think about it all the time. That becomes your vibration. That becomes your resonance. And having this belief, what kind of men do you think that you are now going to attract to you? Do you really think that you're going to attract a high-quality person with the belief that men are bastards? Now, what happens in our life is that we have accepted all kinds of limiting beliefs about ourselves, about our society, about our reality. And what we want to do is we want to move beyond the perceptions and not ask ourselves, are these beliefs real or not? But ask ourselves, do these beliefs serve us? For example, you might have the belief that it's hard to make a lot of money. Now, is that belief true or not? Well, it's true for you. If you have that belief, nobody intentionally has a belief that's faulty. We assume that all our beliefs are true. And of course, beliefs vibrating in the subconscious level attract to the matrix of our reality the exact circumstances and situations that we are projecting. Now notice I say your beliefs. I'm not saying your hopes. I'm not saying your desires, your wishes, your intentions, your goals. I'm not saying that these will be self-fulfilling. I'm saying that your beliefs will be self-fulfilling because they are entrenched in a subconscious level. So one person believes that it's really easy to make a lot of money. Another person believes that it's really difficult to make a lot of money. Who's right? Which belief is right? Well, actually, both of them are right. Well, you might say, how can both of them be right? I mean, one must be right, one must be wrong, or at least one must be more right than the other. No, not at all. Not at all. You see, what it is that our life is holographic. We are all experiencing a holographic reality, a projection that is happening to us because of the vibration of what we are.